This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, good Saturday afternoon, and welcome to Right at Home with Rich. I'm your host, Rich Orris, here for the next hour to help you with all your home's needs. Any question you may have about your home, give me a call. The clock just started ticking. We got 1 hour, the number you need, 314-241-9797, or from far away, 866-455-9797. And for everybody, now that summer's here, okay, I really plan to have some information on the biggest topics we got going on right now in the remodeling industry. It's summer, so we've got windows, doors, porches, everything outdoors, and how to choose the right remodeling company to perform all of this work for you. How do you choose the right company to do all that work for you? So, we've got a lot of all the information you need, a lot of information for you. If you have any questions about that or any comments on how you choose a great company, let's talk about it right here, live, right now. Give me a call, 314-241-9797. And also, today's hack is going to be how to keep your door working until you're ready for that replacement. What are some things you could do to keep it functioning well and working out for you? So get some information on that halfway through the show. But what do you say we start things out with some windows? If you've been thinking about replacing your windows, let's have a conversation about that, how to do it the best, what type of window, everything that you may need to know on that. You can call me right here, 314-241-9797 or 866-455-9797. And so speaking of, you know, windows, because they are definitely right now, it's here, it's nice, and a lot of windows, doors, you know, all these outdoor to inside things taking place on the home. Everybody's kind of looking at those things. They've had the winter, now we've had the rain, so we've found all the leaking air, we found where it's cold's coming in, we found where the water's coming in, where the doors and the windows are leaking, how to fix that stuff correctly, how to get this stuff installed the best way possible, and how do you choose the best window for you, for your home, for, you know, your needs as a homeowner. And really, you know, when you look at some of the things that you should be thinking about to select the right windows, and not just the right style, material, feature, but which windows. If you go around your home, do you need to replace your windows? What can be done to help out? You may have windows that the springs have broken inside of your vinyl windows, and you weren't around to hear it. You don't even really know, so that window will no longer stay open by itself. I definitely encourage everyone, if you don't use your windows a lot, or if it's been a while since you've used your windows, maybe as you go through summer, you're not going to use them. But once fall comes, it's a good time to check out all of those windows, make sure they work, operate, and just go to them and see how they are. And you may start to find out that they're getting old and they're not working right, and maybe you are in for, you know, some window replacements. So detecting which windows need replaced, that's a big thing. When you look around and you look at your windows, look for, you know, the condensation that appears between the glass panels. Sometimes you can even see it when it's not there. If you stand at an angle and you can see kind of streaks inside there, and you try and clean it and they're not coming off, it's probably from condensation happening early in the morning and stuff like that inside those glass panels. So like what I was just talking about, if they're difficult to open or operate, it's going to be a good reason to replace. You definitely want the safety, the comfort, you want all that stuff to be addressed. So check for drafts around the window frame. You know, really just take a good hard look. Look at the screens, see how they're holding up, and are they starting to get holes and stuff in them? And, you know, just trying to find which windows really even need to be replaced or not. Selecting new windows, you got to really think about the material, the type of window that really goes with your home, the style of your home, the area in which you live in. So, you know, vinyl windows are, can be really, really great windows, but there's some neighborhoods that you're really going to want a nicer wood clad type, you know, an older home, you want the wood interior, you're going to want to go to a wood clad so that you're keeping up with the history, the style, and all the concerns of the home there. And then choosing a, you know, once you've got that style down, really talking to and choosing the right installer. Something I want to touch on a lot today about choosing, you know, the right company, choosing the right installer, having people that know maybe sometimes even more about the house than just how to stick a window into a rectangular opening could be very important. So, you know, how they get those installed really relies on what's the siding material around the outside. Is it brick? That's going to have one type of installation. If it's vinyl siding, I'm going to recommend a new construction installation where you're actually removing siding. A lot of people don't do that, and they don't talk about that because they're trying to just keep the cost down and put it in, and they really might not be doing the best thing possible. Think about where the weather hits, where the rain hits. Do you ever get driving rain up against your house? Definitely something worth thinking about. And then thinking about warranty. We always want to think about warranty. You know, when you look at windows, there's going to be some really good sounding warranties, but you really got to read into them and check into them. So when you think about windows, you know, look into the tempered glass. How is that warranted? Does it cover breakage or sudden explosion that actually can happen sometimes with those windows? Does it cover labor? that is a really good reason to find a good quality company out there that will help cover that labor if something does go wrong with the window. Response time, you know, when they have warranties, how do they get back to it? Are they slow to respond? Is there delays? Does it take a long time? Working with the manufacturer, if you look at the longevity of the company and the window company, that will kind of dictate how well that window warranty is going to hold up if something were to happen. Is it transferable? Is a really, really big deal. Is, you know, I'd really look at, is it transferable? You know, a lot of people, the average time in a home is 7 years, is about the average of how long someone lives in their house. So if you do manage to get a good 10, 15, 20 year or lifetime warranty, is that able to be passed on? So hopefully that'll help you get some decisions made. If you have any questions on that, any comments, anything that's happened to you, or, you know, when we return, I'm going to get into some about the doors and the warranties on the doors and what to look for in, you know, replacing your doors, how to do that correctly. So we're going to jump into our break, but feel free to give us a call, 314-241-9797, and we'll get into some of those doors.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
It got some great information on doors. Couple things I do want to remind everybody, you know, getting back into things and some of the things going on around Mosby Building Arts. We do still have a discount that we're running. So we had the discount that ended May 31st, and now we've got a new thing set up. It's a 10% discount. It's still a really good, you know, huge discount to a project. It, you know, will go for anything like we've been talking about: doors, windows, exterior stuff, light remodeling, siding, roofing. There's all these different, you know, job types and everything that it will apply to. So you can give us a call. You can go online, go to callmosby.com, callmosby.com. You can check it out there and see everything that it applies to. You can give us a shout to get an appointment set up, 314-909-1800. Or if you're on the website, you can do a submission right there. Do it at your convenience, at your timing, and get things set up. They'll get back with you. They'll get a time for us to come by and check things out for you. So, so looking at and thinking about, we went from the windows. Now let's get in to some doors, replacing the exterior doors around your house. Maybe not always the front door, but certainly the front door is the most popular that people want to do. I think they do other doors more on a need basis. But the front door can actually, when you're looking at the reasons to change it, sometimes it could just be curb appeal. You're really just, maybe you're getting a new porch and you're thinking at the same time, wow, if I really update that door and get some neat glass in it and really make things attractive, get some more curb appeal to the house, just make it more inviting for your friends, your family, your guests. All of that stuff is certainly one of the main reasons to replace a front door that I think when people do that, that is one of the main reasons that they want to do it other than wearing and age. Another really, really good reason to replace any and or all of your doors is security. Getting something newer, something more secure. Maybe you go to a multi-point locking system where it's locking at the top, the bottom, and the center, really making it hard to get into. They did a poll of convicted burglars that were serving jail time, and they asked them their ideal target of, getting into a house. And the most common answer was cheap or old wood doors that could be a one swift kick, one loud bang. They prefer that over glass breaking. So it just, not as many people, I don't think, react to one loud bang. They just kind of, what was that? And kind of go on and they don't hear anything else, so they don't really do anything about it. So having those cheap old wooden doors can be extremely easy to get into. Technology can be another reason. Maybe you're, fumbling for the keys is a problem, or you have a student that's coming and going from school and worried about losing the key, things like that. So, having some new technology on that door, a keypad entry system, the Ring doorbells, all the different things is a good reason to get all that stuff done when you get a new door. I actually have one right now that, we just measured last week to get it ordered, and it has the keypad coming with the door so you can get in and out without having the key. And they're using it as convenience to the backyard so that they can come in and out and have that door locked if they're doing yard work or, working in the house. Doesn't have to be vulnerable while they're out and about in the yard and they don't have to worry about having their keys on them. One of the largest for sure is energy efficiency. Definitely leaking doors, letting air in around them, leaking water, leaking air, not having an energy efficient doors. Doors and windows are the biggest spot to help with energy efficiency, between the inside and the outside of your home. And of course, accessibility can be something that comes into play too. The larger thresholds, trying to get over them. If you come into, if you're staying in your home a long time, you're getting older, aging in place, or you come into where you're, a member needs a wheelchair, a walker, things like that. So having a accessible threshold can really be a big deal for getting in and out and keeping you in your home, for a long time. So maybe a wider door, maybe a zero clearance threshold is what you might be after in that new door. So there's plenty of reasons to you know, why people need to change these doors. There's plenty of things to consider when you do. I mean, when you consider the type, fiberglass, steel, sometimes wood doors are the most attractive on the front of the house and the best way to go for you. So you might really be, you know, still into that really good custom wood door. The fiberglass doors can mimic that wood very, very well. And the steel can be, you know, made well, pre-finished, just as durable. So there's plenty of things to think about in the style, in the material, and all of that, you know, with your doors and what to think about. Now, warranty wise, you need to kind of think about some of the same things, you know, as the window, but looking at the types of doors, your fiberglass is going to have a great warranty, you know, easily up to about 10 years or more. Steels can get up to about a 15-year warranty a lot of times. We use a lot of Provia doors, and a lot of those have really, really long pre-finished warranties on the coating, on the door, even longer than 15 years. Wood clad doors, kind of same as that window. Aluminum cladding outside, wood on the inside, really has a great warranty against the exterior elements and all that stuff. But, you know, what to think about? Your insulated glass, again, your frames. Is it like a Permatech composite frame? How long will that last? You know, a lot of those have a lifetime warranty. The finishes, the hardware, how is that in the warranty? Again, is it transferable? When you get into doors too, you have a lot of different area. So is it like a coastal application? Are you up against the winds and the rains and stuff? There's an extreme exposure application. Looking into, are you in an area that has extreme exposure? Maybe your warranty is not as long as you might think. And then are there any conditions to the warranties? The biggest one, the first thing they all say is they won't warrant any covered damages resulting from improper installation. So installation is huge, everybody. And let's get into that a little bit more. And we'll get into my right at home hack when we return. So if you have anything for me, give me a shout, 314-241-97. All right, we are back live right here, halfway through the show. If you have anything about your house, give me a call right at home with Rich, 314-241-9797. We can get to your questions today, but right now we got the right at home hack, and we're talking everything outside. We're talking doors, we're talking windows, we're going to be talking porches. And so, you know, and kind of what brought this door thing up, I was at a client's house on Thursday, and I actually just fixed her door for her, you know, just adjusted it up so that the lock would work and, you know, got everything working for her. Didn't take very long. So I thought, you know, there's so many different tricks to doors and to getting them working again that we know in this industry when we've been working on them for years and years. So, you know, one of the first ones is, you know, your sticky key. When your key doesn't work through, you know, we talk all the time about the graphite and putting graphite and working it in there, and it'll loosen that stuff up. Well, if not many people have graphite just lying around. So if you have a pocket knife and a pencil, a pencil has the graphite in it. You can rub that thing on your key. You can rub it inside the lock and you know, stick it in there and get some of that graphite in there, and then work that key in and out and unstick that key. Get it working better for you. If you have a door that won't stay open, whether an interior door, we see it a lot on interiors, or entry doors, you can actually pull out the top hinge pin. Go somewhere hard, a hard workbench or like the, you know, garage floor, concrete, basement floor, and just tap that a couple times. Put a little bit of bend on that hinge pin. It might take a couple tries taking it in and out, but it'll create just enough friction to hold that door open if you've got a door that keeps shutting on you, it's out of level. So your weather stripping around your entry doors, if you get the door starts warping a little bit, maybe the door's, you know, loose to the weather stripping and you're getting some drafts in there, you can put a number two pencil, place it against the jam, tuck it behind that weather stripping where that seal is loose, and it will just kind of push that weather stripping out a tad and create a tighter seal for that. I've never tried the other one, this next one, but I've heard that a 9mm brass casing works just as well as that pencil, and you can put them where you need them behind that weather stripping. Adjusting the strike plate is what I did for my client on a Thursday. So if your handle or your deadbolt, her deadbolt was dragging and it was really hard to operate, you can just adjust that strike plate up and down. But what always happens when you reposition that is the hole where the screw was, sometimes you need to kind of be halfway in that hole from the screw. So you can fill that hole with toothpicks, break them off, and then reposition that screw in the hole, tighten that back up in there, put it in the new position, and then it will hold nice and tight again for you and get that door. I got her deadbolt working perfectly easily for her. So that's just some tips and tricks on making your doors operate. If you want to see more of these, if you want more information on these, you can go to my Facebook or my Twitter. And later on this week, you can find links to everything. Check me out at Rich Orris Mosby for Facebook or at Rich Orris for Twitter. And you can go back and see weeks and weeks of all these hacks also. So I invite everybody to go check that out. And we're going to get back to the show. We're going to start talking about some porches. So feel free to join us and give us a call, 314-241-9797. Any of your questions, we'll get them answered today. So let's talk about the front porch. You know, we were hitting all about the doors. We went through the windows. We went through the doors, talked about some reasons why, talked about some, you know, good things to do, how to choose things. So now really looking at, you know, the front of the house, the curb appeal, you know, who should worry about that and why? And really, you know, kind of everybody, you know, maintenance on the home, having good curb appeal is really the first step in selling your home, you know, to get people to want to enter the home and to really think, oh yeah, this looks well maintained. It's very attractive. It's appealing to me to go up to it. And it will really help that resale value and get people, you know, if you have a really nice inside, you need to get them in there and you need to have it attractive and really ready for them, you know, to want to come inside and check everything out. So when you're kind of, you know, looking at your front porch and, you know, thinking about making these changes and maybe updating your front porch. And honestly, we've seen so many front porches in the past couple of months. And it's really, you know, this whole COVID thing we've been going through. I know they're starting to let the restrictions up. I know people are starting to get out and everything, but so many people were back to their porch. They were walking around their neighborhood. They were sitting on their porch. They were utilizing stuff that maybe they hadn't utilized in a long time and starting to really realize, you know, what they have, what they need, things like that. So, you know, when you talk about that front porch and you talk about that curb appeal, you know, think about the first impression. That's the first thing when someone arrives at your home. It's the first place they go. It's the first thing they see. You really want to make it nice. You want to make it accessible. You want to make it feel good to people. So think about, you know, what is that first impression going to be like? And a lot of porches will, just for design's sake, you know, end up including that front door to really create that overall experience, you know. So when you get into going beyond the porch and looking at that door also, and how big an impact that can have on welcoming guests, making it a nice environment, a nice, you know, place that people want to come up to and they like the surroundings and everything, it's going to be, you know, just something that really helps. So when you think about being out there, you know, what are you looking for? Rest and relaxation on that porch. you know, is a big thing, an area to sit out on a cool day and have, you know, a nice cup of coffee in the morning, watch the neighbors walk by. That's what's really been happening a lot. And I think that's why we're seeing so many, you know, porches of everybody just realizing. So, but thinking about the decoration of that porch, think of, you know, when you look inside your house, everybody's decorating, everybody's picking pictures and hanging things and just having, you know, really trying to make it nice and what they like. Well, when you get outside, you want to kind of look at the same thing with not just your plants, that's nice, or your hanging baskets and things, but wreaths on the door, you know, different potted plants around up actually on the porch to kind of bring that landscaping up closer to the home is a really great idea. Makes everything comfortable. And sitting out around there, and maybe it's getting later in the evening and stuff, a lot of things, you know, people don't think about is lighting. Would more lighting around that porch help you out? Maybe some can lights, you know, further out, not just having the one light by the door, but having other lighting that can actually keep you out there longer and really help, you know, keep you having a good time as it starts, the sun starts to go down on your porch. Weather protection, accessibility is definitely, again, a big thing. When you think about the zero clearance threshold, well, you got to think about how do you even get.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, we are back live right here, halfway through the show. If you have anything about your house, give me a call right at home with Rich, 314-241-9797. We can get to your questions today, but right now we got the right at home hack and we're talking everything outside. We're talking doors, we're talking windows, we're going to be talking porches. And so, you know, and kind of what brought this door thing up, I was at a client's house on Thursday and I actually just fixed her door for her, you know, just adjusted it up so that the lock would work and, you know, got everything working for her. Didn't take very long. So I thought, you know, there's so many different tricks to doors and to getting them working again that we know in this industry when we've been working on them for years and years. So, you know, one of the first ones is, you know, your sticky key. When your key doesn't work through, you know, we talk all the time about the graphite and putting graphite and working it in there and it'll loosen that stuff up. Well, if not many people have graphite just lying around. So if you have a pocket knife and a pencil, a pencil has the graphite in it. You can rub that thing on your key. You can rub it inside the lock and you know, stick it in there and get some of that graphite in there and then work that key in and out and unstick that key, get it working better for you. If you have a door that won't stay open, whether an interior door, we see it a lot on interiors, or entry doors, you can actually pull out the top hinge pin. Go somewhere hard, a hard workbench or like the, you know, garage floor, concrete, basement floor, and just tap that a couple times. Put a little bit of bend on that hinge pin. It might take a couple tries taking it in and out, but it'll create just enough friction to hold that door open if you've got a door that keeps shutting on you. It's out of level. So your weather stripping around your entry doors, if you get the door starts warping a little bit, maybe the door's, you know, loose to the weather stripping and you're getting some drafts in there, you can put a number two pencil, place it against the jamb, tuck it behind that weather stripping where that seal is loose, and it will just kind of push that weather stripping out a tad and create a tighter seal for that. I've never tried the other one, this next one, but I've heard that a 9mm brass casing works just as well as that pencil, and you can put them where you need them behind that weather stripping. Adjusting the strike plate is what I did for my client on a Thursday. So if your handle or your deadbolt, her deadbolt was dragging and it was really hard to operate, you can just adjust that strike plate up and down. But what always happens when you reposition that is the hole where the screw was, sometimes you need to kind of be halfway in that hole from the screw. So you can fill that hole with toothpicks, break them off, and then reposition that screw in the hole, tighten that back up in there, put it in the new position, and then it will hold nice and tight again for you and get that door. I got her deadbolt working perfectly easily for her. So that's just some tips and tricks on making your doors operate. If you want to see more of these, if you want more information on these, you can go to my Facebook or my Twitter. And later on this week, you can find links to everything. Check me out at Rich Orris Mosby for Facebook or at Rich Orris for Twitter. And you can go back and see weeks and weeks of all these hacks also. So I invite everybody to go check that out. And we're going to get back to the show. We're going to start talking about some porches. So feel free to join us and give us a call, 314-241-9797. Any of your questions, we'll get them answered today. So let's talk about the front porch. You know, we were hitting all about the doors. We went through the windows. We went through the doors, talked about some reasons why, talked about some, you know, good things to do, how to choose things. So now really looking at, you know, the front of the house, the curb appeal, you know, who should worry about that and why? And really, you know, kind of everybody, you know, maintenance on the home, having good curb appeal is really the first step in selling your home, you know, to get people to want to enter the home and to really think, oh yeah, this looks well maintained. It's very attractive. It's appealing to me to go up to it. And it will really help that resale value and get people, you know, if you have a really nice inside, you need to get them in there and you need to have it attractive and really ready for them, you know, to want to come inside and check everything out. So when you're kind of, you know, looking at your front porch and, you know, thinking about making these changes and maybe updating your front porch. And honestly, we've seen so many front porches in the past couple of months, and it's really, you know, this whole COVID thing we've been going through. I know they're starting to let the restrictions up. I know people are starting to get out and everything, but so many people were back to their porch. They were walking around their neighborhood. They were sitting on their porch. They were utilizing stuff that maybe they hadn't utilized in a long time, and starting to really realize, you know, what they have, what they need, things like that. So, you know, when you talk about that front porch and you talk about that curb appeal, you know, think about the first impression. That's the first thing when someone arrives at your home. It's the first place they go. It's the first thing they see. You really want to make it nice. You want to make it accessible. You want to make it feel good to people. So think about, you know, what is that first impression going to be like? And a lot of porches will, just for design's sake, you know, end up including that front door to really create that overall experience, you know. So when you get into going beyond the porch and looking at that door also, and how big an impact that can have on welcoming guests, making it a nice environment, a nice, you know, place that people want to come up to and they like the surroundings and everything, it's going to be, you know, just something that really helps. So when you think about being out there, you know, what are you looking for? Rest and relaxation on that porch, you know, is a big thing. An area to sit out on a cool day and have, you know, a nice cup of coffee in the morning, watch the neighbors walk by. That's what's really been happening a lot. And I think that's why we're seeing so many, you know, porches of everybody just realizing. So, but thinking about the decoration of that porch, think of, you know, when you look inside your house, everybody's decorating, everybody's picking pictures and hanging things and just having, you know, really trying to make it nice and what they like. Well, when you get outside, you want to kind of look at the same thing with not just your plants, that's nice, or your hanging baskets and things, but wreaths on the door, you know, different potted plants around up actually on the porch to kind of bring that landscaping up closer to the home is a really great idea. Makes everything comfortable. And sitting out around there, and maybe it's getting later in the evening and stuff, a lot of things, you know, people don't think about is lighting. Would more lighting around that porch help you out? Maybe some can lights, you know, further out, not just having the one light by the door, but having other lighting that can actually keep you out there longer and really help, you know, keep you having a good time as the sun starts to go down on your porch. Weather protection, accessibility is definitely, again, a big thing. When you think about the zero clearance threshold, well, you got to think about how do you even get to that porch, and can you make it easier and more accessible, you know, for your guest. Of course, the roof with the weather protection, you know, is a huge deal. Making it the right size, making it the right style. You know, when you're thinking about your porch, you know, some questions you should be asking yourself, you know, what's the proper size? You might need some drawings. You might need some visual effects to really figure that out. What's the style you want? How do you intend to use the porch is really big, you know, question into all of that. And then, of course, what I want to get into majorly when we come back is who builds these things? Who installs these things? How do you pick the right company to do all of this work for you? So if you have any questions or any type of comments on choosing a company, I want to get into that when we return. Feel free to get in the conversation and give me a call. We'll have plenty of time. 314-241-9797. We'll get into choosing a company when we return. All right, we are back, and this is it, folks. So if you have any questions, or if you just want to maybe chat about how you choose a good company, what are some of the steps you go through? I would love to hear about that. feel free to give me a shout, 314-241-9797. And I do want to remind everybody one more time about Mosby's 10% discount we're running right now. There is some stipulations to it. You can check it out online to find out all of them. Go to our website at callmosby.com, callmosby, or just call our office, 314-909-1800. Ask about it. There's some financing programs that we could do in place of that discount. There's different things we can do for you. So get with us to find out what that's about. And I want to remind everybody about our, you know, we have our SAM service, our service and maintenance service, where we can do, you know, everyone knows we do the design build. Everyone knows we do these great big remodeling jobs, but we also do simple remodels, simple bathrooms, kitchens, right bath, right kitchen. We have our exteriors where we do roofing, siding, windows, doors, everything around the outside, hardscaping, all that stuff. We can manage the water around your house. Well, our SAM service, we can do those little projects. We can actually be the ones to hack that front door and make it work better for you and do some of the things I was just recommending. We can do some simple to great projects. Feel free to give us a call to check all that out, 314-909-1800. And so talking about trying to find a good company, you know, a reputable company, what are you looking for? You know, one of the main things is really trying to figure out what are you after in a company. You know, do you need a company that does absolutely everything for you like Mosby Building Arts can? Or are you really hands-on where you just need a single-line company to do a portion of it for you or not? Well, whatever level you are looking for, there are certain things you should be trying to do and trying to figure out with these companies. And, of course, the number one thing that everybody says is get your recommendations. You know, talk to everyone around you. You know, check social media, ask all your friends, your followers for recommendations. You can check out the social media for around your area and ask people there, you know, who they would recommend. Friends, family recommendations is always one of the biggest ones, especially people that have recently had some sort of, you know, renovation done. Big thing, you know, red flag to watch out for during all that is, you know, for the cautions on companies that really lack basic information such as their website, their media presence, their reviews, things like that. You know, if there's not a lot of it, you might question that just a little bit. Comparing portfolios, the type of work, what they do, you know, just the work that they've done, looking at projects from the past year is a great thing to do, you know, with a company. You want to watch out for, you know, companies that don't have a lot in their portfolio or a lot to show you. Make sure the photos, you know, if they're older, if they're grainy, if they're hard to see, and watching for before photos. A lot of them, it's just a bunch of after photos, and trying to know if they really did that work, you know, could be of question. You know, they could just be taking, you know, stock photos or other photos and just displaying it. Checking into their licensing and certifications is a big one. And insurance goes hand in hand with that. You know, checking for that they're licensed in the area, that they have certifications in what type of work you're looking to have done. Do they have the liability insurance in case they damage your home? Do they have the workers' compensation in case somebody actually gets, you know, injured on your home while this? So you want to see these policies. You want to check that they're up to date. You know, anyone, the red flag here is anyone that hesitates. If they take too long to get information to you, stuff like that, this should be readily available and easy to get to and should not be a problem if they're used to that sort of thing. So another big one is checking on those references, actually calling some of those clients and having conversations with them. When you talk to a reference, keep some detailed notes so that you can remember. You know, ask them some good questions to ask. You know, you can ask them, you know, did they stay on schedule? Was the job site kept neat and clean? You know, did they do what they promised? That's just, you know, one of the biggest things is, were your expectations met? You know, if, was there any holdups? Were they punctual, you know, on their work days, showing up and staying? Did they come and go like crazy? It's all good things to try and check into. And one of the main things I always recommend everybody is, if at all anything, get everything in writing. Get a copy of the insurance certificate, you know, that shows everything. Get a detailed scope of work. Get a detailed agreement. Get plans and drawings and see all that. I've talked to so many people where it was only the plans, or it was only a scope without plans, and things changed and they just did not get what they expected. And that is just such a huge deal for everybody, you know. And really, having a company like Mosby that can perform and do everything is just such a convenience. It makes it nice so that when you do find that right person, the right company, they'll be with you through all your types of projects, all the way through everything. So I want to thank everybody for listening in. I want to had a great time. Hopefully some great information for you. And I will look forward to talking to everybody next week. Have a good week. All right, we are back, and this is it, folks. So if you have any questions, or if you just want to maybe chat about how you choose a good company, what are some of the steps you go through? I would love to hear about that. Feel free to give me a shout, 314-241-9797. And I do want to remind everybody one more time about Mosby's 10% discount we're running right now. There is some stipulations to it. You can check it out online to find out all of them. Go to our website at callmosby.com, callmosby. Or just call our office, 314-909-1800. Ask about it. There's some financing programs that we could do in place of that discount. There's different things we can do for you. So get with us to find out what that's about. And I want to remind everybody about our, you know, we have our SAM service, our service and maintenance service, where we can do, you know, everyone knows we do the design build. Everyone knows we do these great big remodeling jobs, but we also do simple remodels, simple bathrooms, kitchens, right bath, right kitchen. We have our exteriors where we do roofing, siding, windows, doors, everything around the outside, hardscaping, all that stuff. We can manage the water around your house. Well, our SAM service, we can do those little projects. We can actually be the ones to hack that front door and make it work better for you and do some of the things I was just recommending. We can do some simple to great projects. Feel free to give us a call to check all that out, 314-909-1800. And so talking about trying to find a good company, you know, a reputable company, what are you looking for? You know, one of the main things is really trying to figure out, what are you after in a company? You know, do you need a company that does absolutely everything for you, like Mosby Building Arts can? Or are you really hands-on, where you just need a single-line company to do a portion of it for you or not? Well, whatever level you are looking for, there are certain things you should be trying to do and trying to figure out with these companies. And, of course, the number one thing that everybody says is, get your recommendations, you know, talk to everyone around you, you know, check social media, ask all your friends, your followers for recommendations. You can check out the social media for around your area and ask people there, you know, who they would recommend. Friends, family recommendations is always one of the biggest ones, especially people that have recently had some sort of, you know, renovation done. big thing, you know, red flag to watch out for during all that is, you know, for the cautions on companies that really lack basic information such as their website, their media presence, their reviews, things like that. You know, if there's not a lot of it, you might question that just a little bit. Comparing portfolios, the type of work, what they do, you know, just the work that they've done, looking at projects from the past year is a great thing to do, you know, with a company. You want to watch out for, you know, companies that don't have a lot in their portfolio or a lot to show you. Make sure the photos, you know, if they're older, if they're grainy, if they're hard to see, and watching for before photos. A lot of them, it's just a bunch of after photos, and trying to know if they really did that work, you know, could be of question. You know, they could just be taking, you know, stock photos or other photos and just displaying it. Checking into their licensing and certifications is a big one, and insurance goes hand in hand with that. You know, checking for that they're licensed in the area, that they have certifications in what type of work you're looking to have done. Do they have the liability insurance in case they damage your home? Do they have the workers' compensation in case somebody actually gets, you know, injured on your home while this? So you want to see these policies. You want to check that they're up to date. You know, anyone, the red flag here is anyone that hesitates. If they take too long to get information to you, stuff like that, this should be readily available and easy to get to and should not be a problem if they're used to that sort of thing. So another big one is checking on those references, actually calling some of those clients and having conversations with them. When you talk to a reference, keep some detailed notes so that you can remember, you know, ask them some good questions to ask. You know, you can ask them, you know, did they stay on schedule? Was the job site kept neat and clean? You know, did they do what they promised? That's just, you know, one of the biggest things is, were your expectations met? You know, was there any holdups? Were they punctual, you know, on their work days, showing up and staying? Did they come and go like crazy? It's all good things to try and check into. And one of the main things I always recommend everybody is, if at all anything, get everything in writing. Get a copy of the insurance certificate, you know, that shows everything. Get a detailed scope of work. Get a detailed agreement. Get plans and drawings and see all that. I've talked to so many people where it was only the plans, or it was only a scope without plans, and things changed and they just did not get what they expected. And that is just such a huge deal for everybody, you know. And really, having a company like Mosby that can perform and do everything is just such a convenience. It makes it nice so that when you do find that right person, the right company, they'll be with you through all your types of projects, all the way through everything. So I want to thank everybody for listening in. I had a great time. Hopefully some great information for you. And I will look forward to talking to everybody next week. Have a good week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.